ושיננת מבניך, ודיברת בם, ושבתך בביסך, ולכתך בדרך, ושך בחייב כמך. And you shall teach them to your children, you shall speak to that, you shall elucidate them. When you're sitting down in your house, when you're walking on the way, when you lie down, when you get up. So Rifash explains that really there are two things going on here. There's Vishinantam Lavanecha and there's the Vidibaratabam. First, you've got to teach the child or the student in brief, concise statements. Then, then you're meant to impress upon their memory by more detailed comments and discussions. In other words, first Torah Shebichsav, and then Torah Shebaal Peh, with Mishnah and Gemara. This would fit very well with Rav Hirsch's explanation that Torah Shebichsav is the shorthand notes, Torah Shebaal Peh is the lecture. You've got to do both. First, create the framework with these short, pithy ideas, the yesodos, the foundations, and then build out from there. How do you do it? B'shivtcha b'veisecha. The constant reavowal of our knowledge that Hashem is one, which is Shema Yisrael. The constant awareness of the unity of our life's mission, which is V'ahavta. A subordination of all our thoughts and all our desires to the basic truths of our purpose. As well as to the inferences from that as revealed by Hashem in His Torah. And our task to teach that Torah to our children for their education and to pursue its study ourselves for our own spiritual growth. All of this is at all times, whether we're at home or abroad. And with this too, we begin our nightly rest and our daily labours. And therefore, B'shach B'chayv Kimecha is not a continuation of the thought of B'shivtecha B'veisecha, but rather it's going back to the previous statement, wherever you are, at home or away from home, we always have to begin and end our day with Shema and Divrei Torah. It's a constant. It doesn't matter what our circumstances are. It doesn't matter what our situation is. In Rav Hirsch's time, there were people who would say, a Jew in the home and a man in the street. Just be a regular member of society. Whatever you happen to do in your own private abode, that's up to you. But in the street, be the same as everybody else. Comes along the Shema and says, no. V'dibarta bom. V'shivtecha b'veisecha. V'v'lechtecha v'derech. Whether you're in the comfort and the privacy of your own home or whether you're in the public space, the Torah is our guiding light. This is where we invest. This is what we're involved in. This is what we express. And that itself is the most powerful educational tool. We're not just Jews at home. We're Jews in the street. And this is the concept that was referred to as Mensch Yisrael. To be a Jew through and through. It's not just a private matter. It means being a proud Jew in public as well. That is the most powerful educational tool possible. Consistency. Living for our values wherever we are.